Hey, Saucy But Sweet fam, we are back with our season finale and part two of our convo about Pride. As you know, we have reached the end of Pride Month, and I'm happy to announce that I finally attended my first Pride Parade in New York City, so you know it was lit. It was amazing. I went with my friend and her partner, and it was probably one of the most exhilarating experiences I've had. It was very crowded, as you probably would assume, but it was a joy to just be surrounded by so many people who were not just living in their joy, but resisting some of the hatred we've been seeing a lot of lately. Also, my mother marched with the House of Evangelista, which was definitely something I never thought I'd say. And let me tell you, she was stunting, y'all. In this episode, Sage and I discussed Pride weeks before the march, but this conversation is just as relevant now as it was when we first recorded it. If you're interested in hearing more, stick with us. You are now listening to Saucy But Sweet with Allie McPherson, a podcast where nothing is off limits, where we talk about everything from romance, sex, pop culture, and everything in between. Sit back, relax, and enjoy an unfiltered time where we keep it sweet and always saucy. I am so happy to have Sage Anderson joining us again.
So, hey Sage, welcome back. I know you were just on when we were talking about Coachella, and I'm so excited to have you back, especially for Pride Month. Hello, how's it going?
Oh my god, I'm so excited to be back when you invited me. I mean, it was such a great experience last time. I mean, I know we got to see a lot, do a lot at Coachella, but I'm so excited because it's Pride Month, but also I'm very happy to be here.
Yes, the happiest month of the year, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's Pride Month. So Pride Month 1 is Pride Month, and Pride Month 2 is Halloween, is October. That's second Month. So I'm glad to be in Pride Month 1.
I love me some Halloween. This is my favorite holiday. I'm not going to lie to you. It really is. As a person who has never attended Pride yet, I hope this is the month that I do it, or the year that I do it.
You've never been to a Pride before?
Never. I've walked through it.
So you walked through it, but you're planning on going this year.
I want to go this year. I don't know, I have a friend who really is into it, and I was like, hey, can you let me know what's going on? She's like, yeah, I'll let you know.
Okay.
And I hope I have time, and there's so much I do, but I really want to just walk through with some nice colorful stuff and just being an ally.
That's so exciting.
And my mom, has enjoyed Pride last year. I think it was her first Pride. And can you believe when I said, hey mom, maybe we can go together this year, she said, no, I'm going with my friends.
That's so funny that you say that, because my mom every year goes to, my mom's been going to Pride since the 70s, because she has a lot of LGBTQ friends. Pretty much she has zero straight friends. And her brother was also gay. So she used to go to Pride she still does. But even now, she's no, I'm going with my friends. She was I'm going with my gay boys. She was you have fun, you young kids. I'm going with my gay boys. But also it's because she likes to do Pride. I think now that she's a little older, she likes to do a more luxurious Pride. She likes to go to an apartment with a view of the parade and sit there and eat wine and cheese, maybe go out to a nice cocktail bar afterwards or see a drag show. But she's I'm not about to stand in the heat for 12 hours.
So bougie Pride experience.
Bougie Pride experience. Yeah. Now that she's older, she's I'm not doing that anymore. So, but yeah, but I do it every year. So I love it.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. So how will you be celebrating this year?
Well, hopefully, I know we were just talking about both of our jobs. We get invited to a lot of press events and press trips and different kinds of parties and stuff.
Yeah.
So last year, I was actually invited to be on the Sky Vodka float in the New York Pride Parade. But then I got COVID at Gov Ball, and so I couldn't.
What?
I missed out on all of the Pride stuff last year, so I was so upset. But so like My dream, hopefully, like, someone else, like, probably one of the spirits companies, will, like, invite me to, like, I would love to be on a pride float this year. It's the one sort of, like, pride-ish, like, thing I've never really done before. Except, like, I've never been to Fire Island, but, like, Fire Island kind of intimidates me because, like, I'm in this, like, weird place in my transition where, like, I don't really know if I'd, like, want to go hang out with, like, the gay boys. But, like, yeah, I also am not a lesbian, so, like, I don't know if I would, like, want to spend all my time in Cherry Grove. But, like, either way, I think it would still be fun to go. Like, this year, probably, I absolutely want to go to the parade. And Hot Rabbit, if you don't know, Hot Rabbit is, like, an event. They do a ton of Pride events. I love Hot Rabbit, parties. They did one a few years ago that was legendary. And it was it was in the Meatpacking District or, like, somewhere in Hell's Kitchen, of course. And it was, like, it was, like, a four-story, like, it was, like, a four-story club, and there was, like, one floor that was all dancing and, like, stilt walkers and, like, drag performers, and, like, another floor that was, like, a bar, and they were, like, giving away, Hirari, which is, like, a queer-owned barber shop. We're giving away free haircuts, and then, like, the next floor was, like, different, like, activities, and, like, the top floor was, like, the rooftop, so there was, like, a lot of stuff going on. But this year, they're doing a Pride pool party in Bushwick, where I live, so I'm totally gonna do that, because my friends are not big club people, but I think they'd be down to do that, so that's probably, like, my, besides the parade, that's what I'm gonna do this year.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so much fun. I wanna come!
It's great, yeah.
Yeah, wow, that's just, ugh, man, it's just such an experience, you know? And, you know, I'm really curious, Pride is obviously such a significant month for so many people, but what is a moment that really stuck out to you? What is something that you really experienced that you're like, man, it stuck with me for the rest of my life, and really kind of helped me figure out, or helps me in my life with, like, knowing who I am, and feeling included, and, you know, stuff like that?
This is, like, so stereotypical, but there was a softball league that was marching, like, I can't remember, like, which, like, it was some, like, New York, like, women's softball league, and so we were at, like, we were against the barricade or whatever, and without even, like, saying anything, I mean, we're all just, like, waving shit, one of the softball players, like, came up to me and, like, put a little, like, softball sticker, like, on my shirt, and, like, now, I don't know if this, like, broadcasted to, like, the other softball players, but, like, I played softball for 6 years, so I was, like, wow, game really recognizes game. I was, like, okay, but it was just so, I don't know, I guess it was, like, one of those, like, fun little, like, queer moments that, like, felt very validating being, like, visibly queer. And I know now, I mean, this is obviously a podcast, so you can't see what I look like, but, like, there's like really no way now that, like, people can't tell I'm gay, but, like, back then I was a little bit, like, you know, a little, like, stealthier, so it was just nice to have, like, someone, like, specifically, like, point me out.
Wow.
And, like, just give me a sticker. It was just, like, really nice. Also, one of my favorite, I mean, this doesn't have anything to do with my identity, but, like, one of my favorite Pride parade memories of all time was that me and two of my best friends, Nicole and Melissa, like, we went together for several years, and Chipotle, I don't think they do this anymore, but the Chipotle float used to throw out coupons for buy one, get one free burritos, and they had, like, some, like, dumb slogan on them that was, like, you know, whether you eat tacos or burritos, like, whatever. So, but they would just, like, they wouldn't, like, hand them out. They would literally, like, throw fistfuls of them out. So when the parade was over, we would, like, walk down the street and literally, like, look for dropped Chipotle coupons and pick them up. And it was crazy. Like, one year, I think I had, like, 15 coupons. It was so stupid. I didn't even use all of them. It was just so stupid, but it was, like, it was fun. They absolutely don't do this anymore because I think they realized that was That was not great. They were giving away so many free burritos.
I mean, I wouldn't. Oh my gosh, that sounds like a dream. Yeah. Makes me want to go to Pride just to, like, again, like, as an ally and kind of just see, you know, what's going on, stuff like that.
And get a free burrito.
And get a free burrito, free tacos. But also, I really wanted to go with my mom, though. Like, there was something special about that. And it's funny, like, I feel like the roles are changed. Like, I'm the mom and she's, like, the teenager. And she's like, no, I'm going to go with my friends. And I'm like, what? I'm cool. You know? Yeah, and I was the first person that my mom told, you know, that she's queer.
Mm-hmm.
And first person, and I don't know if I told you this, but I mentioned this earlier in this episode that I knew since I was young.
Wow.
I did tell you that?
Yeah, you did tell me that. I remember we were talking about this. Yeah, that you just, like, had a feeling. Yeah, that's always pretty incredible. But I mean, like, I know we joke about gaydar, but, like, sometimes you really do, like, just have, like, a sixth sense for, like, that kind of thing.
Always had a feeling.
But it's, like, I think that's really beautiful that, like, she trusted you, like, especially, like, as her daughter. Something that was, like, so, like, deeply personal and also, like, completely life-changing that she trusted you with that. But it's, like, also great that now that she's older, she gets to have these, like, new fun experiences in, like, a community that she may not have, like, experienced before. Yeah, I'm very excited for your mom.
Yeah, she's having a good time. She's having a good time. And, you know, as you know, I had my homie Terrence on and everything like that. We're talking about how this is a time of joy, but then I also think this is a time of a lot of frustration because businesses supporting Pride Month right now are being attacked. Mm-hmm. And they're losing business. You know, Bud Light lost a lot of business. Target is being hit from both sides because, you know, they moved the Pride collection to the back now. Mm. Which make people mad, but then even just them having it in general made the bigots mad. So it's like, what's going on? I feel like businesses have been supporting Pride for years, but now it seems that it's seen as bad. Yeah,
it's like so, it's so fucking cowardly. I was, like, so, I don't know. I think, like, I don't know why that more than anything, like, pissed me off a lot this year. I mean, I know like, if you look on Twitter, like, you'll see, like, not a lot of big businesses have, like, changed their, like, header images or their, like, profile pics to, like, the rainbow. And I mean, like, I know we used to clown on them for that, but it is kind of, like, scary because I think it's indicative of, like, a larger trend of, like, acceptance, like, in this country. Like, if capitalism no longer, like, endorses your identity, then it's, like, kind of a sign of, like, shifting tides. So, like, I'm not, like, for example, there's a couple Pride articles that, like, we update every year at Rolling Stone, but, like, one of the ones that I was, like, rewriting was our, like, top, like, LGBTQ, like, brand collaborations, or, like, brands that have Pride collections that specifically, like, give back or, like, donate money.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when we first started, like, editing that article, like, a few years ago, I think the intro copy was all about how, like, you know, like, so many of these brands are just releasing, like pink-washed products that just, like, have a rainbow on them, and they don't care, they just want our money, like, they don't actually donate to whatever. But, like, this year, I had to delete almost, like, that entire copy and basically write a new one that was, like, so actually, brands, like, don't give a shit about us this year, so here are the brands that do. And I, like, mentioned Target, and I mentioned Bud Light.
Yeah.
And I think, like, North Face also faced backlash, but they, like, stood strong, which I was, like, Target, you cowards. Like, North Face stood strong because they had a drag queen in one of their online ads. I think her name was Patagonia, which, by the way, is a great drag queen name.
Yeah.
And it was all, I think the campaign was called, like, Outdoors Together. And so they got, like, a lot of right-wing, like, backlash for just featuring a drag queen in the ad.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
Like, not even, like, having a Pride collection. They were just like, why are you having a drag? So, but they released a statement. They were like, actually, we don't give a shit. And, like, we'll, you know, keep running this ad. And also, like, fuck you. I mean, not in those words, but yeah.
That's more respectable.
I think that's a better response than Target being like, we're sorry, we'll move everything to the back of the store. Like, I don't know. Like,
And Bud Light, too.
Fucking, I feel so bad for Devin Mulaney because she's so sweet. And I've been following her on Instagram for so long, like, since she started her, like, Day X of Girlhood, like, series. And it just breaks my heart because she's, like, the most positive, genuine presence.
Yeah.
That, like, yeah. It's, like, why, like, how can you be such a hater to her? Like, she's literally doing nothing except being, like, and celebrating femininity and, like, the joy of, like, I think a lot of times about how, like, being trans is about, like, the joy of creation and, like, getting to, like, reinvent yourself in a way that, like, you get to define what, like, femininity means to you. You get to define what masculinity means to you. And, like, you can, like, decide which roles you want to take, which roles you want to throw out. And I think that's really beautiful. And so, yeah, I don't know. Bud Light was, they're really on some shit. But I love Devin Mulaney. You should all follow her. I know her, like, her personality isn't for everyone, I think, because she's so happy and she's so bubbly. But I think that she's great.
Yeah.
Capitalism won't save us.
No, and I think it just makes it seem like you're just profiting off of the community. And once there's the bigots that come out and say, we're not going to pay and go here anymore, they're like, okay, we're not gonna like, that's what it is, and it's not genuine. And like the other company you mentioned that stuck with it genuinely.
Are you ready to become the best version of yourself and live your best life? Are you tired of feeling stuck in your career, relationships, and your day-to-day routine? It all begins with you. In order to give your best, you have to become your best self. Stop living by default and create the life you want. I remember when there was a time where I felt like I had no control over my life, and the best life coach / relationship coach to help me put my life back together is Odette Godonel. If you are a hardworking, independent, successful woman who lacks energy, focus, and direction, feels overwhelmed, stressed, and anxious, thinks there is never enough time, puts yourself at the bottom of your priority list, feels a lack of connection in your marriage or relationship, or feels stuck and afraid of change, Odette can help. You don't have to keep struggling, and you don't have to figure it out alone. Odette has found the tools to learn how to stop living by default and start creating the life and the relationship that she wanted, and helped countless clients do the same. With her help, you can learn to reignite the spark within yourself, improve connection, intimacy, and fun in your marriage, have the best relationship possible with your partner, have more harmony, satisfaction, and joy in your relationship, improve communication and conflict resolution, increase your self-confidence, self-love, and self-worth, prioritize what really matters and set boundaries, and have goals, habits, and actionable steps that lead to results. If you're tired of living your life on the sidelines, visit www.odettecodonel.com. That's www.odettecodonel.com. You'll thank me later. Over the last few months, I have been steadfast on going to nail salons and either getting extensions or just adding nail polish to my nails. We all know that can do so much damage to your nails. Not gonna lie, they are not in the best shape at the moment. If you're anything like me and love getting your nails done, but are on the lookout for products that will hydrate your nails and leave them looking and feeling the best they can be, then Sundays is the perfect nail care wellness brand for you. Each product is non-toxic and vegan. Not to mention, it will leave your nails feeling refreshed and ready to go. As you know, we're all out here trying to enjoy a hot girl or hot boy summer, so we need to make sure our nails are in tip-top shape. Clean beauty products are the best form of self-care. What are you waiting for? Log on to sundays.com, and for a discount on your fave nail polishes, serums, and hydrating products, use the code ALLYVENUE That's A-L-I-V-E-N-U-E. Your nails will thank you later.
But I think it is, you're right, it is all about the money, and it's like, whose pockets are deeper? If they see it as a threat to their bottom line, it doesn't matter that they've supported the community in the past. It's like, whatever's the greatest threat to their profit margins, which is like, oh my God. But I mean, I also think that, like, as scary as this moment in history is, you know, if you look at, like, you know, general interest polls, and, like, you look at the majority opinions of people in the country, like, most people's opinions, even if they don't understand being LGBTQ, like, most people's opinions are just, whatever, like, yeah. I don't get it, but, like, you do you, like,
yeah.
It's a very vocal minority who are trying to, like, pass all these laws and, like, complain about all these things. I think the bigger problem is just, like, companies and legislation is bending over backwards for this very, like, small, like, pool of hatred.
Yeah.
But I think that, in a way, like, we're not going anywhere. Like, yeah. the future is gay, the future is trans, and, like, eventually these people are just gonna, like, have to, you know, deal with that. Like, I think there's no going back now. We're already in popular culture. Like, there's really, I think this is sort of, like, the last, like, dying cry of, like, people who are uncomfortable with how much change has happened in the past few decades. But I'm confident that, you know, if we, like, stick together, and if we really, like, fight hard, that we'll come out the other end, and we'll be, you know, we'll be strong either way. But it is scary times. Like, I won't, like, negate that, like, there's a lot of, like, real true harm that's, like, going on right now.
Yeah.
You know, I feel very privileged to live in a state where I'm pretty sure that my protections won't go away.
Pretty sure, yeah.
Pretty sure, but I'm not sure if that's the case, you know, that's not the case, like, for, like, a majority of the country right now.
And Florida especially.
Oh my God, Florida. Like, I feel so bad. I have some trans friends who live in Florida, and it's really not great right now. It is not good. But
it's not good.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine, like, having to stop taking hormones, or, like, not being able to access hormones, like, suddenly. That's like, what I think I feel for the youth right now. Not saying that we're not young. Like, I say the youth as in, like, teenagers and younger. But I also think that they've got some great allies. I think that allyship has definitely changed a lot since when we were in high school.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I was in high school, there was, like, one lesbian couple in the entire, like, school, like, in every grade, and it was always like, oh, they're like, ooh, it's the lesbians.
I know.
Yeah, and then you had, like, the ad with, like, Hillary Duff, like, the Don't Say Gay ads, where she's like, hey, don't say gay, like, that, like, just say it's bad or stupid, like, they're not, like, oh my God, like, because it was such, like, a, like, people don't, I mean, this is really, like, about to date me, but, like, people don't realize that, like, when we were in high school, like, really the only, like, LGBT rep, like, on TV that was, like, hugely popular was Glee. And that's so sad. Don't go, like, no one should ever go back and watch Glee if they want to feel validated. Going back and watching Glee is actually a form of self-harm.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, I think that, I was saying this earlier, and I'm going to say it again, I'm going to keep saying it. You know, joy is resistance.
It is,
and all of,
yes,
these bigots and all of these people who don't want to see us, they don't want to see even just black people, they don't want to see, it's like, we're not going anywhere, and mm-hmm. the happier we are, the more enraged they,
exactly,
because they know, yeah, they can't destroy us.
Yes,
especially,
yes,
this month.
Yeah, it's all about, yeah, especially this month. Yeah, no, of course. I think that there's, like, something to be said about, like, the intersections of, like, the way, like, law enforcement and, like, these sorts of events are policed. Like, there's been, like, I mean, the one thing I will say is that there has been, like, an increasing police presence at Pride over the past few years.
Yeah.
And I know they say it's to, like, protect us because, like, things are getting tense in terms of, like, Pride events this month, but, like, I know my mom is a little worried for me to go to Pride this year specifically, because she's not sure if, like, you know, there's going to be, like, alt-right people there trying to, like, do backlash.
That's a fair concern, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a fair concern, and it's also a big concern, like, you know, I can't rely on, like, the police to protect us, like, even, you know, going back so far as, like I said, my mom's been going to Pride for several years, but she's always told me, like, I think this was in, like, the mid-70s, but one June for Pride, there used to be dances down by the pier. I mean, now they're big and fancy and ticketed, but it used to just be, like, you know, these impromptu dances down by the pier after the parade, and she went to one of those dances with some friends of hers, and there was a gunfight. And so then they were all fleeing the scene, but they were boxed in by barricades.
Oh my gosh.
And she told me she leaned over the barricade because there was a cop standing right there. And she was like, hey, come on, you got to move the barricade and let us out. Like, there's, like, people, like, shooting right now. And he literally, like, without even looking at her, like, turned around and, like, said nothing. Mm-hmm. So that being said, like, a lot has changed since then in terms of, like, the commercialization of Pride. It's now a, like, far more, like, for better or worse, like, a far more, like, organized mainstream event, which many people feel like is for worse because it's lost some of that element of, like, resistance and, like, rioting. However, I don't, like, you know, for everyone this year at Pride, no matter which, like, Pride event or Pride parade you're going to, like, stay safe, be aware, don't, like, rely on, you know, police is not going to protect you, just, like, stay looking out for yourself and your friends, like, have fun, like, I won't, like, we're not trying to, like, scare anyone, like, absolutely have fun, but, like, it is, this year, it's been a hard year for us, so I think that, you know, it's okay to, like, be a little worried, but I also think, like you said, like, there's so much, like, importance in staying joyful and still celebrating, and we're still here, we're still gonna, like, do our thing. Like, that's not gonna change, you know, so.
That's not gonna change. Yeah, and shout out to shows like Pose. Remember Pose?
Oh my god, I love Pose.
And shows like that and representation, mm-hmm. just really, I learned so much from that. I learned a lot about the AIDS mm-hmm. crisis.
Yeah.
And I learned a little bit about that in school, but when you really watch it in a show with actors that really play it, like, real, you know what I mean? Like, that really, I thought it kind of helped things, mm-hmm. but now I see we're kind of going backwards, even though shows like Pose open the door for so much conversation.
I know, it's
and
crazy.
And I'm like, where is that? Where is that that I'm not seeing? And this mm-hmm. is my platform I'm using for that. I have a platform, I have a voice, and it'd be wrong not to use it.
Right.
As a person who's marginalized myself. It's human rights.
Human rights in general. I mean, I think it's so great because, like, if you don't have a personal connection to that sort of thing, like, you know, it's so close to me because my uncle died of AIDS, my mother's brother, and she's also, like, had a very deep connection with the LGBTQ community for, like, so many years. So she would always be, like, very, like, open and honest about, like, the way things used to be. But if you don't have that experience and you don't have that, like, personal connection, things and, like, shows like Pose are so important that you, like, learn, because again, it's, like, not getting taught in school, so, like, how else would you, like, learn about it? And, like, even just, like, you know, talking to other, like, queer people, talking to queer elders, like, you know, there's still queer elders left, there's still people left who, like, remember what things were like back then, and they're a big part of our community, so I think that, yeah, no, it's great. And, you know, obviously, I wish TV was more gay, I wish that movies were more gay, but, like, things are definitely better than they used to be. But there can always be more. There can always be more.
The future is black and gay and queer. Like, this is, you know, if you're not okay with it, I feel bad for you. Because this is what it is. This is what it is. We ain't going back, right? We're going to go forward. We ain't going to go back to Jim Crow and slavery and this and Stonewall. No, we're here. So get used to it. Get used to it. And I know my listeners are also, you know, they're listening to me for a reason. They also know this. And I know my listeners, hey, if you're a bigot, don't listen to me. Hey, that's all I can say. Don't
it's like,
scream.
Why are you even here? It's like, okay, why are you fucking here?
Why are you?
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, happy Pride. I hope, you know, let me know some of these parties, though, because, you know, I'm trying to come through.
I will send you some of the, I'm excited. This year I'm going, because I couldn't last year, so, you know, this year I will be out. I am newly single, so,
Oh, you are? Oh, I am. We gotta talk about that off camera. We ain't gonna talk about that right here, but listeners don't have to hear that, but.
No, you don't need to hear that, but I am calling this my hot bay summer, so I'm gonna be out there, but everyone enjoy Pride.
Everyone enjoy Pride, and thank you so much for coming on again.
Of course!
Hope everyone has a safe time, safe, great Pride experience.
Yes, enjoy.
Before we go, for our Saucy But Sweet Tune of the Week segment, I wanted to spotlight Kerry Blue, a Brooklyn-based up-and-coming hip-hop singer / songwriter. He talks about a song that means a lot to him, called Think. Here is Kerry Blue.
Think is a song I wrote during the pandemic. It really focuses on not just my experience, but I think the experience and the experiences that people were having during this time of isolation. And every day, all I had time to do was think and think and think. And so I began to write the song, and I got a good friend of mine, hundreds, thousands, to jump on the chorus with me. And when I was writing the verses, my biggest inspiration for this song was a song by Angie Stone called Brother. And just the way that she floated through that song is one of my favorite ones. Just the way that she floated through that song was very much inspiration for how to craft the flow of this particular song. It went on to do about 70,000 plays. And I'm really thankful. I think this song is one that a lot of people know and a lot of people appreciate, because I think and I hope they were able to connect with it, because, you know, my experience wasn't too different from theirs. I hope you enjoy it.
Need to escape jet set with my real bro. Propaganda, fake news televised into my palm. Sent here to do me harm. Or raisin in the sun. Maybe take a swig of this. Maybe we corrosive shit. Maybe tell my 9 to 5. Fuck it, dog. Yeah, I quit. Maybe we lace up the sneeze like Forrest Gump. We run away. Either way, I can't stay. Bro, I need a holiday.
I need to.
It's so much shit going on, I need to. 45, got it hot on Fifth Street, I got him. I can't even hear myself scream, I need to go. Adios, got me screaming, adios, yeah. Is it a joke?
Serious?
I got no time to play.
The fuck is a quarantine?
I need some space.
Backpack.
Get the fuck out my pity. Way. I'm stuck in the house.
House.
Can't make no moves. Can't make no bread. The fuck I'm gonna do? We set up the loose.
Yo, on the rail, like this gotta get.
What if the food run out?
I can't be hungry than a motherfucker.
Can't make rent for my house.
I need somewhere to live.
Yo, Googling, can I pray this virus away this so I can get back right to my day? I need to.
I need to think.
Get so much shit going on. Getting laid off. So where that bread coming from? Where that bread coming from? Who my baby got the lockjaw? So where that head coming from? Where that head coming from? Gotta get the fuck up out of here. Fuck up out of here. Fuck up out of here. Yeah. I gotta get the fuck up out of here. Fuck up out of here. Fuck up out of here. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's an easy one answer for everyone. I think it's affected everyone differently, based on what they're used to and how they cope and what they need. I don't know, I'm sure people are feeling isolated and pent up and frustrated and lonely. And I don't think it's just coronavirus, that's the thing. It's coronavirus on top of what's going on in the government, and I don't know if the effects would have been as bad if we had just handled it better as a country.
I need to think.
It's so much shit going on, I need to. 45, got it, I don't feel the street, I got it.
Think.
I can't even hear myself.
And that's all for this week. Thank you for listening to Saucy But Sweet with Allie McPherson.